And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kevin on stage.
That chick angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers. All 2026. Assemble. Welcome to the bonus.
It's not. It's not the regular. It's the main.
It's the main episode of Here's the Thing. Hope you guys had a good week. We got a lot to talk about. First up, the Oscars. Mm-hmm. I want to say this real quick.
We didn't say it on the thing before you get into the Oscars. Can we say the rest in peace right now?
Oh, yeah. We just said before we started shooting.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Kiki Shepard, who passed away
last night
mm-hmm. as we record this. Big part of Black culture. We were just talking about it off camera.
My soror, very sweet lady.
Dang, I mean, you guys got everybody.
Delta's got a lot.
That's my soror. And we just honored her.
I love all the Divine Nine. My personal rate of homegirls, Delta reigns supreme.
We got to.
I thought Mel Mitchell was a Delta. Nah. She'd throw me off.
Nah, you can feel a little bit of that.
You feel a little AKA?
Yeah, you feel a little teens? Mm-hmm.
By and large, it go Delta, AKAs, by and large, then Zetas. I don't know that many SG Rose.
There's not a lot of SG Rose.
Okay.
Period.
That's the four, right?
That's the four.
Delta is probably like.
Candace got the suitcase.
90, she did. Candace Renee came and shot Safe Space. She had a Delta suitcase. I said, my friend's getting older. They doing the auntie stuff.
When I
was young, and I seen some Deltas, and they were doing the old stuff. Now my friends is looking more and more. Once Angel had her bedazzled visor.
We're just getting started. It's going to get worse and worse. But yes, rest in power, my soror, Kiki Shepherd. She was really a truly funny and talented woman. Had a whole nonprofit for women for people with sickle cell.
She sure did.
She was a
huge part of Black culture. Mm-hmm. We grew up watching Showtime at the Apollo. For many years, it was actually one of the first shows that I wanted to be on, mm-hmm. even more than Star Search. I remember watching Star Search, mm-hmm. but I remember, like, if I could get on the Apollo, you know, I remember, like, Afion was on the Apollo at, like a probably not even 20 yet. Wow. And she was a part, regardless of who the host was.
Oh, yeah, she was the mainstay.
Yeah, one of the first crushes I had, mm-hmm. I was like, man, Kiki Shepherd, y'all.
And she still looked good at 74.
She absolutely looked great.
Amazing.
So rest in power to her. She'll be a legend and her legacy will live on forever.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So, yes, love to Kiki Shepherd. God bless you. God keep you. Want to talk the Oscars. I want to say this first, Angel. I ain't gonna hold you. You probably knew this because you were in the industry more. But I can say prior to social media and having access to behind the scenes, I didn't really truly understand that the Oscars is a campaign.
I remember you mentioning this. Yeah.
I thought you be like, you act good. You win. That's part of it.
Yeah.
You know, but now that I've gone to these award shows and I see on social media how many of them there are, and you can like track who wins the SAG Awards and the independent, like the lady who won for Best Actress, her name escapes me. I think Jessica Bucky or something.
Sure.
For Hamnet. Apparently she won every lead actress in all the majors.
Oh, okay,
so her winning was
what people thought was
Wagner Moura won lead actor in the Golden Globes. Michael B. won the one that was just most recent.
And then NAACP Image Awards?
No. I think it was the SAG Awards.
SAG Awards,
yeah. But then, I don't know, they were saying Sean Penn didn't go to none of the stuff and he still won.
Because they love Sean Penn.
Yeah.
Sean Penn could have accepted the award on a toilet and they would have been like, oh my God. Sean,
you gotta go either campaign or full recluse.
Full, I don't care no more.
Yeah, and just want to say while we talking about Michael B. Jordan, shout out to him for winning lead actor. Woo! Put some respect on his name. It wasn't because Timothée Chalamet said that comment. The voting was closed. That boy lost already. Damn. Don't try to detract.
No, the voting had been done.
Michael B. Jordan had won already. That clip is going viral again. I don't know if you saw that clip of he ran into an old high school friend.
Oh, yes.
And he was like, used to call me corny.
Yeah.
And she was like, I was misquoted in that. And so another thing, so apparently she was misquoted by calling him corny, but she did then say, we did make fun of him for being a corny kid and carrying his
headshots
to school. It was like, we was in Newark in the hood and he had headshots. So yeah, we was like, and also his name was Michael Jordan. So I just listened to her on another podcast where she was like, his name was Michael Jordan. He wasn't no Michael Jordan. He's carrying his headshots around. Let me tell you what, Michael B. Jordan, his chip ain't enough for me. I would go back to every classmate. I remember you.
I remember.
Headshot boy. Oscar winning man.
Yeah.
I remember you. I don't forget no stuff like that. There's people I remember, and I'm talking about prior to making the Playmakers videos, I had went to the Stellar Awards, which was the pinnacle of my career at that moment. Nobody recognized me or knew me outside of being a part of the gospel community on what's called Bonafide Radio Crew. There's Gerard Bonner used to have a internet radio show. He used to be in the chat, like basically how we do with the Patreon. Yeah. But his was open. And I used to be in there every single day at the Boeing. So I was a nobody, but just like, oh, you care from the chat, right? They knew I made videos, but I wasn't. Actually, I don't think I even made videos that did anything at that point.
Okay.
Come the next year, and some of the people was like, they was more, mm-hmm. you know, we them niggas.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, you chat room boy. So we do the Playmakers videos the next year, and then we missed the Stellars, because I was like, I can't go every year now.
Got stellar money.
My money is not stellar. And I would be going and staying in the Super 8 Motel.
Oh,
my God. Because
right they got that breakfast. Because they got that, you got to come and give me them water eggs.
Oh.
And that little bilski and that little waffles. So then next time I come back and Playmakers are a thing, now that people's like, oh, okay, come to our party. And that's just for the Stellars. Now imagine if I went from that to the Oscars. Yuck.
Oh, no.
So did you watch or did you follow?
I did not watch a lick of the Oscars. Forgot they were on. I was talking to
Marquita. What is happening in your life? You just be living in the actual world.
I do. I went to 2 church services on Sunday. Completely forgot about the Oscars.
Because you love them.
Me and the Lord was together.
Because you love the Lord.
I just so happened to be talking to Marquita, and then she started screaming like she was on fire.
Oh, that's how you remembered?
That's how I know Michael won. And then she turned the FaceTime camera to the TV. So I did see him go on stage.
Wait, you didn't know until he won that? You didn't know what was happening? You really don't be on your phone at all.
Yeah, I was.
You just be living in the world.
I was like, all right.
She didn't know about Coogler.
She didn't know.
What, know about what?
If you didn't know the Oscars was on until Michael B. Jordan won, then you didn't know Ryan had won for original screenplay.
Yeah, I found out after Michael won.
I was in Mexico City watching on TV.
You back? You alive?
Cartel ain't get me. Cartel said, Kev, you good? We'll talk about the Mexico City later.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm watching in real time. I was getting pissed. I ain't going to hold you, Angel. I was getting pissed.
I don't understand why we don't understand what they're going to do.
Every loss. How dare you? How dare you? best costume? You going to give it to Frankenstein? Oh, now Frankenstein better than vampires? Okay. They love that Frankenstein. They gave him costume, makeup. I ain't seen it either.
Marcus said it was good.
It's on Netflix. I got it downloaded. But when it's black stuff up for stuff, I'm sorry. If it ain't the black thing, then how dare you? You're racist and you're anti-black. Misogynoir.
Misogynoir. I did see the performance of I Lied to You because I wanted to see what they did.
Oh, my.
And so when I saw Misty come out there in the Firebird
costume.
Yeah, I know.
Fresh hit.
Fresh hit.
When I saw, I said, didn't she just have surgery?
I thought she had retired. I thought I was tripping. I said, that's Misty Copeland. I thought she just retired.
But now it makes sense why she didn't give me no like real high extension. Because she was
that new hip don't go up.
It was
clicking on the way up.
But that she came out spinning. I said, there's my girl.
Angel, I saw that thing and I immediately said, get me on the horn. We need Sinners on Broadway. It's already a musical.
He said, get it over there.
Get it over to the Broadway. I know Broadway is expensive. You talk about an IP that could be perfectly set up. You got one location for the most part. Once you get to the you know, they went around and did the sharecropping. They picked cornbread up, met with the people. We'll figure that out.
Yeah.
I'm not a production designer, I know once you do get the house
rotating stage, you can make that happen.
Like them old Tyler Perry.
Yeah. Turn that bitch.
Grass?
Mm-hmm.
House?
Yeah.
Grass house.
Flip, flip, flip.
That Miles Caden went up there and sang.
Of course he did.
That boy, that's Timony's baby.
The Timony baby?
Timony. Figueroa.
Oh, okay.
That's his mom calling my name.
Yeah.
That boy's voice is a sharecropping age.
Oh, it definitely.
He got the blue. The blue. His voice said, how about we give you the blues from 1846?
His blues is pink collard greens. He's got that voice that's just like, who were you before?
Who your daddy and people? And why I feel like my carburetor going to be fixed
it's
soon?
Great granddaddy, is that you?
Right.
What's in you?
That baby's voice, I think he might be 20. 21 at the most.
I did get to see a video of him singing as a little kid, and I said, oh, then why are we surprised?
He been had it.
Yeah.
As a child,
his voice was even more ridiculous than his voice now, I would say. I was like, oh, he holding back.
He just turned 21, March 3rd.
And he's holding back.
Yes.
He's holding back for this character. That boy sings even better than that.
He was on tour with her for a minute.
Oh, wow.
He used to be on the road with her because I've been following him for a long time.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like, get him out of high school. What you need? 2 + 2 = 4, nigga. Get my son out of there. Hold on. So,
but I wasn't surprised. Well, at first, I was like, did I lie to you when I was asking my queen?
No.
She was like, no. But Golden deserved it. I'm sorry.
K-pop Demon Hunters?
I was literally singing the song before I even had called Marquita. I'm going out da da ba da da da
ba da 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 da. I didn't think we had a chance at that one. And listen, that's the black of me. We wasn't gonna win that one. Yeah. They were saying that K-pop Demon Hunter song. I'm so sorry,
they
vampires.
They had black boys singing it. That's what I knew. That's
oh,
the
black
one.
Kids?
Yeah, black boys.
Oh.
Golden.
Let me play you Miles Caden singing For Every Mountain as a child in Kurt Carr's
There we
choir.
Go. That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, play it.
Oh, that's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, play it. Oh, that's the one.
Sorry, Joshy. I'm sorry.
No, look.
This is on YouTube.
Yes.
He about as tall as Kai inside.
Yes. He's shorter than that.
You know black folks love them being kids.
That's the type of stuff that puts me under the pew.
I'm
crying. He ain't even had no mountain.
Get him Mountain Dew.
He's not been brought over Dew. No mountain.
What you been through at
you
9?
You ain't had no trial.
That baby was destined to do what he does. I'm so happy his family let him be a full artist and say he wanted to eat that coochie after she walked around in the world.
Oh, you had to bring up the coochie.
I got to because I just I think sometimes, you know, church people, we put it on you and we say you can't do nothing. That baby was an acting somebody. I actually ran into him at the airport with him and his mom. He didn't tell me at the time. He told me later. He was going to shoot Sinners.
That's so great.
He said, I couldn't tell you at the time because, you know, NDA. But anyway, back to the Oscars. We lose best costume, mm-hmm. Right? And I thought Ruth E was going to get it.
She already got one. They said,
get out of here.
You don't need no more, girl.
We got a white lady who put them clothes on Frankenstein.
Yeah.
You get out of here. Cast now, I was surprised we didn't get best cast because.
Who won that?
One battle after another, which was also a good cast.
They also had a solid cast, though.
They
man.
Did, but not enough.
I didn't, let me tell you.
They did have a good cast.
They had a great cast.
Can we just talk about this?
Yeah, Mr. Toro.
Sidebar.
Benicio.
Sidebar.
No, I know what you're going to say, and I don't like it. Go ahead.
I don't think you know what I'm going to say.
Let's see.
We went to Essence.
Oh, God, I didn't know at all.
Exactly. Shut it up. We went to Essence Black Women in Hollywood. I see the list of honorees. We're honoring Kerry Washington. Boom. We honoring LaTanya Jackson. Boom. We're honoring the women behind Sinners. Yes. And then I was like, we're honoring the sponsor. I was like, we're honoring financial institutions, credit card. I was like, okay, maybe they've given a lot of money. I was like, I think it's great that Chase is getting honored here. And they have been, I guess, a real huge proponent in the black community that we would honor not just the bank, but its credit card, Chase Infinity.
We get real specific with these honorees.
And it wasn't a tell. And I swear to you, I swear Angel. To y'all, this is not me being, oh, Angel's being an auntie. She's playing it up for a joke. I swear to you, wasn't a tell. Teyana Taylor got on that stage and was like, this young lady has, I got the opportunity to play her mother. And I was like,
God.
What is we talking about?
I thought we was talking about Chase Reserve card. Chase Infinity is a human being.
Right. I was like, so she ain't got good interest rates, is what you telling me. Is what you telling me. Because I was really like, where is the signage? Why don't we have the logo everywhere if we're going to honor Chase Infinity today?
You said woman, 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 credit card, woman, woman.
I was like, I get it. If they've put a, because, you know, I've never been to Essence in black women in Hollywood.
Yeah.
So I was like, they might have been giving money, pumping money into this every year. So it's time to honor them.
And they do be having segments for the sponsors. That's not unusual. It doesn't always go in the program. Mm-hmm. But if you pay for that bread, they'll be like, ally. Come on out and the representative from y'all company, come and say some words because y'all done said the stuff. And Chase do be sponsoring a lot of black events.
Yes, so I was like, okay, Chase Infinity, Chase Sapphire, it all sounds the same to me. And when they pan to that little light-skinned young infant of a child, I said, oh, my God.
Could have been your
God.
Baby, by the way.
Could have, if I married a white man or had a baby by a white man, yeah. And I said, oh, look at the new Zendaya. I love it. I'm here
oh
for it.
Oh, my God. I sat right across from her at the BET dinner, her and her dad, regular black, and I am so sorry, Infinity family. I was hungry. Melissa done told me you got to eat before we come to these. I didn't.
Oh, you tore that plate up?
Joshy, when I tell you, I said, excuse me, Chase, hand me them potatoes. Because the potatoes was near her.
Decorum, man.
I'm in decorum, shmacorum. I'm starving. And now they said dinner, and it was smacking. They had salmon. They had all kind of. I said,
you ain't eating, little
Chase,
girl.
Chase, you know you can't get out that dress. Hand me them potatoes. Starving. Well, Nick Cannon sitting next to Melissa.
Nick Cannon?
It was me, Melissa, Nick Cannon.
And was it Sheeran there?
No, just one of the ladies was there.
They're on
the
table.
Yeah, hilarious. They Chase Finney right here. Her daddy right. I mean, Chase is literally, give me them potatoes, girl. You did good. I said, you did good that movie. It's passed with them.
Potato. Family style?
Family style!
That's at the BET.
That is egregious. Yeah,
but no, it was like catered, though. It was like platter. They but people was like, there's next to me some high-powered executive. They put the salmon over there. I'm hungry for real.
I want the food.
Bring me that stuff.
Listen, I am so happy that Quince is a sponsor of today's podcast because I love being able to put together a wardrobe that works well for any occasion and we can actually wear it effortlessly and it's absolutely dependable even when the seasons change. Quince has the everyday essentials I love with quality that lasts. Lightweight cashmere sweaters, short sleeve. Short sleeve Mongolian cashmere polos, linen bottoms and shorts, tees, and 100% Pima cotton in European jersey linen. These are the versatile pieces that make a wardrobe actually work season to season. Quince works directly with top factories and cuts out the middleman. You're not paying for a brand markup or fancy retail stores, just quality clothing. The cashmere is 100% Mongolian, the same stuff luxury brands use. The Pima cotton is a long staple, which means it stays soft and doesn't peel. The European jersey linen is breathable and lightweight, and everything is built to hold up to regular wear and still look good. Their clothes are rated between 4.5 and 5 stars by thousands of people wearing it every day. Mm-hmm. And they only partner with factories that meet rigorous standards for craftsmanship and ethical production. Listen, the linen shorts are about to be my go-to for the spring, summer, okay? And they don't wrinkle like cheap linen does. You know how you put on some cheap linen and it yes. look like you a crumpled piece of paper.
That's the first thing I think about when I put on some cheap linen. I said, man, where was Quince when I need it?
Where is Quince? Well, Quince is right here because they work with everything and don't cost a fortune either. Right now, go to quince.com/SK
SK
for free shipping and 365-day returns. That's a full year to build your wardrobe and love it. And you will. Now available in Canada too. Don't keep settling for clothes that don't last. Go to quince.com/SK for free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/SK.
SK.
Michael B. Jordan.
Not yet.
Okay.
We're going to get there. We lose best cast. We lose best this. We lose best song. I think the first win that we got was...
Well, Chase, sound editing. Chase was a part of the win.
No.
Okay.
She's won battle.
Of the best cast.
But no, he's saying Sinners is the only Sinners one he is the cares win. With.
I got it.
And there was a lot of blacks in one battle there after was. Another. I don't know why it made me so divisive. I wanted Sinners to win because it was so culturally black. I want to make a point here about Best Picture. And I know I'm skipping forward. I'm trying to go in order. It has dawned on me that white people and the voting academy, just from social media and the voting academy, they are not experiencing the layers to Sinners the way black people are.
Yeah. And how that's, would they?
They can't.
Right.
I've seen so many. This is just Dust to Dawn. This is not just Dust to Dawn.
I don't even know Dust to Dawn.
Dust to Dawn Sinners. Is Quentin Tarantino and Clooney. They're bank robbers. They're like, you bank robbers, and they was criminals. It has similarities in the sense of there was people involved were criminals.
Are they vampires that like music?
No.
Then it's not the same. Then you don't even have to tell me nothing.
But Ryan Coogler had an interview where he was saying, Sinners works if you just want to see a vampire movie. And it's like our goal was if you just want a vampire movie, we deliver. Mm-hmm. But if you actually understand the relevance culturally and all that stuff, there's just more layers to it. He was talking about croissants. And he got into baking during the pandemic. And he thought a croissant was like the same way you make biscuits. But apparently making a croissant is like a 3-day process.
Yeah, it's a lot of butter, too.
It's a lot of butter. Yep. And it's butter at a certain temperature. Mm-hmm. Better quality butter, better croissants, flaky layers. And he basically said that if you understand each layer of Sinners, it's a better film. I think that's how we're understanding it. And the same way the voting body academy is not. And on top of that, you got Hollywood darling. Paul Thomas Anderson is a Hollywood darling. Apparently he did Boogie Nights. I want to say No Country for Old Men. A movie called Magnolia, which I haven't seen. But there's this sentiment that I kind of knew they was going to win Best Picture the whole time. Best Original Screenplay, I was like, now, if Ryan don't win that, I'm going to revolt. I thought Wumi would win. I thought she had a good chance of supporting. But that lady from Weapons, did you see Weapons?
Stop asking me questions you know the answer to.
Amy Madigan did a good job.
Did you watch One Battle After Another? Okay.
Y'all just want to hear me say no a lot?
Sometimes you and Marcus go to see some movies.
Let's be honest. I ain't seen it.
That's fair.
Amy was really good in Weapons. I was rooting for Wumi. Did not know Amy been in the business 40 years, been married to Ed Harris since I was born. 1983, her and Ed Harris been married.
Ed Harris from The Office?
No, that's Ed Helms. Mm. Ed Harris is from, okay, boom. You see Beautiful Mind?
Oh, so long ago, Jesus.
He's the other guy, not Russell Crowe.
Not Russell.
Yeah.
The other guy.
Old man. Yeah. Got him.
Amy was really good. She basically is Weapons. Her and that girl from Ozark. Julia. Uh-huh.
White lady.
Julia White lady. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Ryan wins Best Original Screenplay. He had a
guitar.
A guitar and a. I said, black people, I love us.
Yeah.
Because who even, like, thinks of that and then can execute that? Can you break to the head?
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no. Terrible. That's probably why God wouldn't give me no girls. He's like, because they just going to be walking around with just big froze.
Big froze or two?
Yeah, two. Oh, yeah. No, can't. I tried. I've tried since I was in high school. These hands are dyslexic.
They don't go?
They don't. I try. I'll be trying. And you know how people braid to the head and the braids start right at the hairline.
Yeah.
It's like 2 inches before you can see a goddamn old braid showing up. It makes me so mad. I wish I could braid because
I don't even I have seen women braid and I can watch it and I still don't understand how you're making that braid go down the head meat.
The thing is, I can get a braid. It's just going to look bad. It's not going to look like something you should wear out of the house. I understand the mechanics. It just does not work out for me.
It's not going to go.
Yeah, it's not going to go. It's not.
So we want Ludwig wins for original score. Ryan wins for... It was four. Oh, the cinematographer.
Cinematographer.
Autumn. I can't remember her other names. Mm-hmm. And she's the first woman of color to win. Filipino.
Philippines.
Shout out the Philippines. And then Michael B. Jordan wins. for lead actor. Only the, what was it, the sixth black
he's
man?
Six.
So what, who is it? Sidney Poitier, Denzel,
Forrest Whitaker,
Jamie Foxx, Will, and Michael B. Jordan. And then Halle Berry, I think, is still the only black woman to win for lead actress.
Yes.
I think for supporting, we got Hattie McDaniel, Viola, Jennifer Hudson, and Monique.
Then Octavia Spencer.
Octavia, I think she did. And Lupita won, I think.
Yes, Lupita, I think Lupita won.
Octavia Spencer, what did she win for? The Help?
It had to be The Help because I don't know of anything else that she's been able to do.
I think
do.
It might be six.
What did Lupita win?
Oh, and Whoopi. Whoopi won. Lupita won for 12 Years a Slave. Whoopi won for Ghost.
Yes.
She should have won for Color Purple. And I think Tony believes they gave her the one for Ghost because they owed her one from Color Purple.
Okay, yeah. Oh, Viola, Regina King. We forgot about her. And then
Regina King won?
Yeah, if Bill Street could talk.
She did.
Yeah, she did. And then
Divine Joy Randolph won too for that one movie.
You right. Why ain't they got her on here? She surely did. They love to give. They'll give that award to black women. They said that you stay about it.
Well, the thing is, black women aren't even in lead and Oscar type movies that often.
Oh yeah, no, not something that's going to be. Let me think. I know. Oh wait a minute. We forgot about, didn't J. Hud win?
Yeah, I said J. Hud.
Okay, I was about to say, Dream did Girl. We forget about her?
Yeah.
Even though she was in the wrong category.
Do you think they put her in there so she had a better chance to win?
100%.
Y'all can support all day long. Yeah,
I think they were like, we want to give you a chance. And Meryl, I think Meryl Streep was up that year too.
For lead? Because I didn't think Sean Penn was even a supporting actor. He in that movie a lot. Yeah. I still don't really know how they do that, but anyway.
But yes, Divine. No, when I say why she not on the list, I just pulled a Google and I don't see Divine on there. Mm-hmm. I was like, wait a minute, you right. So we've had a good amount of black women win in that category.
Yeah.
But, for best actress, it's, I think it's Halle been up there by herself.
And that was, what was that? 90 something? Was it even 2000?
That was for Monsters Ball. 2002.
2002? What movie was it? Was it Monsters Ball?
I want you to make me feel.
And I watched that movie at my pastor's house, and that sex scene came on, and I was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I went and watched it at home later by myself.
Yeah. It's crazy that she's the only one that's won in that category.
I did not even realize that Sean Penn was Lockjaw until this very moment.
Really?
Just because he was such a weirdo, I was trying to displace him.
Big weird. I really wanted Sinners to win Best Picture. And I can say I liked One Battle After Another. I thought it was a good movie. I enjoyed it. I was not nearly as harsh on it as people have been. But I did not think it was a better movie than Sinners.
I wouldn't give it original screenplay either.
No. I think it's an adaption. I think it's an adaption from a book.
It's also just a story about racism and rebellion.
Yeah, apparently Paul Thomas Anderson has shied away from the criticism of, because black people are like, why you made Tiana do that stuff?
Yeah. She did a lot of stuff in the movie. I ain't seen it.
Oh, it's that first 20 minutes.
Is it crazy?
I didn't know which direction it was going to go.
It's some crazy stuff. Like she walking on Sean Penn, she's like, get your dick hard. Yeah, I was like, I just got my popcorn.
I know, I saw it on a plane. I was like, can you guys hear this around me?
I said, hold on.
I'll probably see it in like the next 3 or 4 years. I'll probably finally see it. I'm just being honest about my timelines.
Yeah, it was. But her character, you know what I'm saying? I feel like she did a good job. People being hard on her. I don't like it. Yeah.
Why?
People, you know what? I don't know. I think.
She was in that movie for 12 minutes.
She was in that movie for a little bit.
For hard on her about what?
There's been a lot of she can't act, and I'm just like, that's not true to me. Mm-hmm. I think she's a brilliant talent. I need to watch 1001. Apparently, that's a real good acting thing. I got it downloaded, but I started watching Industry, and I'm caught off track. But apparently, that's her really good acting thing. I saw people complaining, why is Keith Lee there? Let me tell you what. Anybody you ever see at the Oscars is invited. Anybody you ever see at anything, whenever you wonder why they are there, it's because the people who decide who is there have decided they want them there. Keith Lee specifically was working with Wolfgang Puck to showcase the food for the Oscars. But if they say we want Keith Lee because of Keith Lee, because we want Keith Lee.
Whoop-de-doo.
Well, whoop-de-doo. Because they understand Keith Lee going to bring eyeballs to the Oscars, which are going to be on YouTube next year, by the way.
They be throwing fits on. Let him get a fit off on the carpet.
Good fit on. He can pull off white beater under suit. I can't.
I don't think people understand that you know, we hold Hollywood up here. We hold digital content creators right here. They don't realize this is happening.
Both is happening.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yes, this is happening. I love that you made the difference.
Yeah, this is happening. And I think people are not realizing that. And the reason why this is happening is money.
Yes.
This makes more money than this make a money.
And this is not.
This costs them more money.
Costs make more money.
So it's going this way.
Also, more people are watching this and they're watching this.
Me and Melissa were just talking about that.
That's the money part. It's the money. That's like these eyeballs are generating the money. And they got to, you can be all classes if you want to. You can be the people that were doing this to you, Kevin. You can do that all you want, but you're not going to have nobody look at because they're going to be over here in front of you.
Absolutely.
You're going to be like, and you. Where did it, you're looking at back at me.
Think about how kids consume content, who their favorites are. Yeah. They are creators more and more. Kai Cenat is infinitely more important to my children than Idris Elba.
Oh, my kids wouldn't know who the hell that was. They'd be like, who is that?
Martin Luther King? That's good for people like us. Martin Luther King is hilarious.
Is that Martin?
I've been building my digital footprint for years.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Man, it's going to be more and more valuable. So, yeah, anything else you want
to
say, Angel?
Michael B. Jordan. Now I can finally get to where I was trying to say. Shit. The genuine, I'm not going to win this attitude. It felt like he had by the sincere shock and unprepared speech.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was just like, I'm just here to support the film, and I have to be here. So right. When they called his name, it literally, Marcus said it looked like he, because he watched the clip after that. He said it looked like he almost passed out. I say because there was no version, I think, of the universe where he thought they were going to say Michael and B. Jordan.
I think what sucks, too, is you have to condition yourself for that disappointment.
Because they on you. The camera's on you, and you know they gonna police how the black people respond. Mm-hmm. Remember they was mad at how Angela Bassett did?
Even leading into that moment, though, you have to be like, I'm very grateful for the nomination, but I'm going to be more surprised. Even though I feel like I deserve it, I might be the dog in that race. Like, we've all been in the position where, like, we scale back our excitement because you're like, oh, that's not going to happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's just easier to accept defeat.
Yes. Right.
So I'm ready to clap. Okay, yeah. Wagner or Timothy Chalamet. I think Timothy Chalamet is who he probably thought was going to win. Yeah. And then they say, my name? Hey, wait, my name Michael B. Jordan.
All right.
They say, I go up.
I would have been looking at that paper like, hold on, y'all can keep clapping, but let me just make sure.
You're not gonna moonlight me.
Oh my God, just say it.
Let me pull my ID out. Make sure that's me.
That's me.
And let me hold the envelope. Yeah, this is me, both.
This is, but they gave it to me.
Cause you know how they did on the moonlight. Oh, my bad.
I literally was. It was so funny talking to Marquita. She said, he's only the 6'1". She said, no wonder he was able to name off all the people before him. I was like, it's less than the Delta founders. He was able to name them suckers off so fast.
That's crazy.
This one. Only one is deceased. Everybody's alive.
Alive.
That is how we have not been getting this award.
Man.
And I honestly, out of all the categories, that is the one that I thought was the most deserves. Also screenplay.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, a lot of times they be playing games and they allow people who barely breathed on the screen win for best actor and best actress. Just like, they did nothing.
They didn't do stuff. I thought Leo was great in the movie. He didn't seem like an Oscar worthy performance.
They just be on people's nuts. But for him, it's just like, you can't deny what he pulled off is the mastery of art, like of acting, excuse me. Like, everybody else might have been believable, but he had to go to another level to play two different people in one project and us be able to distinguish them.
No, five different people.
Yes.
Yes. We already talked about this.
Yes.
Smoke stack. Smoke vampire. Mm-hmm. Smoke a stack when their girls are around. Five niggas.
And then what about the one in Chicago?
What do you mean?
When they that, which version?
Oh, we didn't even see that. So that's season seven.
You talking about that smoke? That's it, that's him vampire, but him vampire later down in the
oh, you talking about in the '90s?
The end credit.
Yeah, but that's still, that's evolution. If you had to pay somebody through the age, through one, like through different ages, it's yeah. still one character, just a longer trajectory.
Got it.
But there is definitely a difference between I'm no longer human.
Yes.
And I am now the undead. So for me, that one, I felt like, no, this one is so deserved because most people will never have to figure out how to do this.
Yes. You know who I think helped? Woomy did a interview with Kelly Clarkson where she said the way he held his face created dimples, yeah. natural dimples when he was Stack and Smoke. He didn't have that. Mm-hmm. I feel like people, if I was voting, I'd been like, I'm sorry, Timothy.
Get off of here.
Get out of here.
The fact that he even wore different size shoes.
To walk different. I mean, like, I'm not going to, I don't know if I would ever reach that level of creativity. I need an acting coach.
You would. If you cared enough, you would.
And I would care.
Yeah, for something like that, to know that, like, while the writing was already done, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of that movie rests on his shoulders.
Yeah.
Not the cast, obviously. I mean, Delroy Lindo, amazing. So was Woomy. So was everybody else. But if these two don't, we could have had maybe a mediocre Annie, and we would have just been like, ugh, mm-hmm. and moved on. But if we can't get Stack and Smoke right, mm-hmm. we'll be like, why are we here?
Absolutely. It would have fell apart.
Very quickly. So,
and nuance is easier to play than drastic different. Drastically different brothers, hard. Twins, nuance, harder.
Okay, because you said it wrong at first.
I probably did.
Yeah, I was like, what you mean, yeah. friend? But now I get what you
yeah,
say.
Yeah, yeah.
I get what you say. You know what else is hard?
Hard.
A penis that has some blue chew. Okay.
Sure is.
Hard as hell.
Listen, harder than being black in America.
I mean, you don't need a statue when you got one in your pants, huh?
Hey-o!
Fellas, you already know what time it is. It's time to level up, and Blue Chew just dropped something crazy. I'm talking Next Level Champion Belt Gold Plated Energy. Blue Chew Gold is the newest innovation from the number one chewable ED brand. This ain't your grandpa's little blue pill.
Nope.
This is a 4-in-1 beast that's setting the gold standard for performance. We're talking two ingredients for blood flow.
Yeah.
To keep that rock pumping. That rocket just pump it. Mixed with apomorphine and oxytocin to turn up the arousal and the connection in your brain and body. Blue Chew Gold dissolves under your tongue and works in as little as 15 minutes. That means you can get it on quicker and stay in the game longer. Elevation without hesitation. The peak passion and peak performance in a single tablet. Listen, I'm going to tell you what. If this was an Olympic sport, if we were giving out awards for how yo dick is going to be performing, you're going to take home best actor and you're going to take home the best actress. Ayo. Make life easier by getting harder and discovering your options at BlueChew.com. Please. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Get 10% off your first month of Blue Chew Gold with code SK.
SK.
That's promo code SK.
SK.
Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Now listen. Are y'all getting tired of these daggone misleading healthy meals? You think you eat healthy and you trying to figure out why you didn't put on 85,000 pounds?
You know that's how I be feeling.
Tired of locking in for another New Year's trend? Well, Green Chef cuts through the noise as the trusted authority in clean eating, delivering only real farm-sourced ingredients. Trust every bite with over 40 clean, customizable weekly recipes designed to give you peace of mind. Green Chef Box. Every Green Chef box delivers certified organic produce and responsibly sourced proteins and seafood. That means avoiding ultra processed fillers. Reach your wellness goals with options like Mediterranean, high fiber, high protein, plant-based, and more. All clinically proven to support healthier habits. Take control of your health without the stress. Let us do the research. Meal planning and grocery shopping. Enjoy low prep, low mess meals for every lifestyle. Make your habits better for the planet. Green Chef cuts food waste by 20% versus grocery shopping and offsets 100% of delivery emissions. Now, I'm going to tell you what. When they talk about that food waste, the way groceries used to go bad in my refrigerator all the time, mm-hmm. with Green Chef, you already know why you got the ingredients. You about to make the meal that they didn't told you about. It's great.
You're
okay?
Talking about it.
You'll love it. I loved it. Head to greenchef.com/50SK.
50SK.
And use code 50SK.
50SK.
To get 50% off your first month and 20% off 2 months with free shipping. That's code 50SK.
50SK.
At greenchef.com/50SK.
50SK. Final thoughts. Congrats to everybody involved. Congrats to the whole team. That's a long time to like write a movie, pre-production, shoot a movie, market a movie, campaign for it. Then the awards thing is apparently a 6-month campaign. I know them people are like, thank the Lord.
It's finally.
We ain't going to see Wumi for another year.
Because she about to have that baby.
She about to have that baby. She was outside. I went and saw. I saw her at the macro party. Uh-huh. She was sitting down.
I bet. I was about to go. Daniel invited me to go with her.
Oh, you ain't go?
I tired.
I feel you, Angel.
I tired.
It's I want to go, and I understand what it means in our business and the currency of all. But when I'm already home in my bed and my feet do this, I'd be like, oh.
Danielle was like, I got a plus one. Danielle Brooks.
She said, also Delta.
Yes, that's my sore. She said, I got a plus one. I said, I said, I'm a DM you my phone.
You lie.
Let's figure this out. But last thoughts. I personally, if I were Lori Harvey, would be pissed off at life choices.
She's with Damson.
I know, but that Damson ain't Michael. Damson might one day be. But Michael's Michael right now.
That's it's been over 3 years.
I know, and I would be like, I'm going to go back.
No, you would not. Yes, sir.
Come on back to me. JB, come on me. BJ, come on back to me.
Hilarious.
Yeah, that's actually who I thought of. As soon as he went up there, I was like, I'd be pissed off right now if I was Lori.
I seen Michael B. Jordan's first movie was first TV show, I believe, was The Wire.
The Wire.
Hardball, first movie, 2001, all the way up through Black Panther, Just Mercy. Like, shout out to him, man.
He's grown.
He ain't even
40, career.
Is he? Oh. He's not even 40, I don't think. He might be 38.
He
I
better
think.
Be in his 40s. Shut up.
No, I think he's 38, Angel.
She not with Damson Damson no more.
Michael B.
They were together.
Or maybe they
weekend.
Are together.
Yeah, they were
he's
together.
He's 39.
Damson?
Michael B.
God, dog.
He's turned 39.
I'm going to slap that man in his face.
All right, moving on to Jack Harlow. He had a tough week. Let's play you the podcast clip that started off.
Are afforded more freedom to beat rappers, are afforded more freedom to change their genre. True or false?
I might have to think about that.
I'd like to hear your answer to Joe's question, but also then talk about what I feel is like the radical twist of what you have chosen.
Well, I'll piggyback off what John's saying. John's saying you didn't retreat into a wider genre. In fact, you arguably went deeper into
I got blacker.
Black music.
Yeah.
Deeper into black
music. I love black music. I love the sound of black
Who
music.
Among us.
Yeah. Yeah. I love like, the sound of black music.
Yeah.
All I wanna do is get some time alone with you the way you want to.
I don't know how that I don't know
that's
how
it goes. That's that clip. That's how that clip goes.
Oh, that was that same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Angel, I haven't heard your. Let me see this one more thing. So that clip went viral, and that started the process of black people being like, "What's up?" And then a picture of him in a hat. I wish I could show y'all. You can't see it from Patreon.
It's like a knit. You talking about the knit?
He got
hat.
Like that common hat on. It looks like.
Yeah.
So that, and somebody just tweeted, this is crazy, and the names began. Angel, I'd love your thoughts first, and then we'll talk about the names.
Okay, so let me make sure. People are mad because he said, I got blacker. And
For
I
the
love,
most part.
I love black music.
I think the I got blacker was the like, all right.
I got blacker. I don't think, hopefully he doesn't mean that he as a person.
I don't know that he doesn't mean that.
I would hope. That he didn't mean I got blacker because he's still very much white.
Let's give him the BOD and say he meant I got blacker in my music.
Angel would note he's a fellow Kentuckian.
He is from
that's Kentucky. Your people.
That is my people.
He from Louisville?
I don't know where that white nigga from. I didn't take it as he was saying him as a person got blacker, but he became blacker as far as in his approach. He got into blacker music.
Yeah.
Chill out.
Big chill.
Just chill out. Just chill the hell out. that's, that's my thought on it. Like, I think he felt like a cool kid because he does like most people, black music. And I think he feels like what he has done inside of the vein of what sounds like us has been successful. But calm down.
Angel, do you understand that other white rappers have went to country music, rock music, folk music, and he didn't? And he wants the credit for going deeper into black music when country was right there. Folk, Post Malone.
He gonna go over there eventually.
No, well, he better not.
Why he better not?
Because he with us, you with us. Somebody said, now you want to be a nigga? You a nigga now. What's that Post Malone song, Joshy, that put him on when he had the braids?
White Iverson.
This is Post Malone as I was introduced to him. Do you know this song, Angel?
This still sounds very white to me.
He has braids.
Post came up doing folk music on YouTube.
He went folk, nigga.
Where?
Folk.
When was he? This sounds white to me.
He has braids.
So where did he get black? Are you saying this is when Post Malone got black?
This is what Post Malone got introduced to me as.
Yeah,
What's a white? I don't know him as.
I'm swaggin'. I said, that's not black music. I think we just vibed with it.
That is what Jack Harlow is saying. Y'all mad at me when I could have went from that to whatever Post Malone. He going by Austin now.
Is he really?
Not all the way, but they be saying his name.
What is the black sound of Jack Harlow? What's the black one? What's the black sound?
Joshy, we're in your thing. Help us. I don't know that. I know
what's
Jack.
What's the black sound? I know he did Whips and Chains. But I'm vanilla, baby. Don't hurt me. I'm tap a zip a tap a paper.
Was that song called Wish of Chains?
Jack Harlow was popping off early pandemic with What's Poppin'.
What's Poppin'?
How'd it go? Vanilla, baby. Don't touch me. But tap a zip a tap a
What's
Poppin',
you said? What's Poppin'?
Whips and Chains hurt my body, but it.
All right, here we go. This is What's Poppin'. I know this song.
That's the white boy rapping?
Yeah.
Oh, he penis? Penis.
It's a remix. I'm still with the demons. Ooh, I keep it thorough. I got five chicks in New York. That means one in each borough.
I'm in the pocket like Burrow. When I'm back home, no, they treat me like Robert De Niro. Gnarl.
Ooh, featuring the baby and Tory Lanez.
That ain't going age way.
And this is 5 years ago.
Okay, so he raps. That's what makes him black, because he's in a. That's what's making him blacker. I got blacker. Yeah, I think he feels. You're always the cool kid if you're accepted by black culture. If you're somebody else, you feel like you got a little bit like more like street cred. Is but you can't get too lost in the sauce, because we will remind you. You ain't us.
And he been being reminded for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah. I think you just got to be happy to be here.
And be quiet.
And then say, yes, I do feel like people don't allow black artists to move about genres the way they allow me.
That's what I was going
to
ask you.
As a white man to do.
If I'm white man, you Jack Harlow. Okay, let me be big white. Mm-hmm. Jack, other white rappers have. Well, let me take this off. My head's up in here.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
It's in here.
It's so crazy.
It's been in here the whole hour,
no,
Angel.
Don't get it.
That head been in there, okay?
But it's shaped this way. I just don't know what shape is in my head. I think it's supposed to be the same shape as the hat. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, Jack, you know, listen to your new album. Other people, white rappers, they often go away from hip-hop. One could argue that you went deeper into black music. What do you say to that?
I feel like I'm just motivated by what I feel like sounds good. I do have an appreciation for black music, and I'm very influenced by the black artists that have been pushing the culture forward. And I'm just glad that my music seems to be universally appreciated.
Nice. I think had he said that, none of this would have happened.
I got black.
That man, he just thought it was so cool. I'm going to put this back on. And if I take it off later in the podcast.
I'm going to scream. I don't think he was saying, I honestly don't. He was saying that he himself got blacker. I think he's saying he went further into black music.
Absolutely.
But you act into, you just.
It's a fine line you gotta walk.
You still a guest in the house. Now.
I want you, Jack Harlow, to follow the path of one Paul Wall. Paul Wall, let me show you something, Angel. I said black folks ain't never gonna forgive Variety during the Oscars. First response on thread, Paul Wall. Variety acted like Sinners was a flop, even though it did 63.5 mil globally opening weekend. But some movie called Christie with Sydney Sweeney did 2.3 million globally, and they said it's about impact of the art and not the numbers. All no. He spelled that out. People was like, that's what we talking about, Paul Wall. That's why you're the people's champ. Uh-huh. You got to be with us, and when they try to put you with us too much, you got to be like, nah, that's them. Bruno Mars has to navigate this line, too. He'd be like, I'm inspired by funk music. I grew up on funk music. This is how I pay homage to funk music. I am not the creator. I just like funk. This is what I listen to. That's y'all. I think that phrasing and the combination of that picture, they was on that boy Jack Harlow's head for 3 calendar days. Twitter ain't been that funny. The first one I saw was Melek Thomas. Melek. He big Bible boy. My homeboy from Baltimore. He said that is Charlie Kirk Franklin. I said,
yes.
Hold on.
Now. I saw that. I did see that.
And then Rod from the Black Guy Who Tips podcast said, this is music. Stole child,
because it's still in the
And show. Then I felt like I was late and I was on day one. I said, De La Stole and Leon Thomas Jefferson. And when I tell you, after I put mine out, I said, I want to be quiet because
they ripping it.
Honky, honky, honky. Honky spelled three Tony. Different ways. Angel,
in.
Music, Rothschild, funny one. Hold on, I got a list.
They're calling them IRS-1.
IRS-1 was great. Neo-Nazi.
Neo-Nazi music. I just can't.
Disingenuine. Most definitely not. Somebody just called him Daniel Caesar. Mella Yella just said Daniel Caesar alone. I see what you did.
You didn't even change it. Yeah, you just boom.
Proud Boys to Men. Old Dirty Alabaster, Charles Moore 270 from Kentucky as well.
Uh-huh, Charles.
He mm-hmm. said we love Charles over here.
Yeah.
He said Town. Brian yeah. McWhite from E-Town.
Yeah, I know.
Brian McWhite, this one was great. Luca Vandross, Cream Latifah.
They went in on this man. They said, you about to get all of this. Your hair is not curly enough. Your skin is not dark enough to be talking like this.
Milk the Shocker. Angel, I know how you feel about Silk. Milk the Shocker, Miracle Badu.
America Badu,
Angel.
You know he acting this way because he ain't got no black wife. You see, Paul Wall got a black wife, black kids. So he know. Let me shut the hell up.
Black wife, black kids. Go. Hey. This is where you shut up. Mm-hmm.
Listen, Robin Thicke. He's problematic on a lot of levels, mm-hmm. but he ain't never been a problem with us. Now he be out there acting.
Remember, he cheated on Paula Patton, trying to get us to help him.
Yeah.
We said we ain't cheat on Paula Patton.
And he's like, okay. Okay.
I got to take this L. They were like, you got to take this L, yeah. Robin.
But he didn't have other problems. He ain't ever been a problem with us. It's because JT got in trouble because he didn't date no black girl long enough or marry one.
And he pulled that nipple off and then acted like he wasn't even on stage.
Yeah.
He said, what? But then he released 2020 Experience. We was like, all out.
Listen, he was like, dude, just give me a second. Let me get some riffs and runs together. Yeah. And I promise I'm going to make it. But it's that black wife. Mm-hmm. That black girlfriend.
That's true.
Them black children that'll get your mouth to talk right.
Right.
And Jack Harlow ain't got that. And so that's why he says.
Bill Burr got black wife. And he don't even be on I'm black stuff. But he be on the right side of them issues. Because Nia? Huh?
You're not gonna embarrass me.
What?
I can tell you whose black wife ain't need to. She need to work overtime.
Who?
That crazy. Yeah. Yes.
What?
Yeah. She black.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know
they've
that.
They've been together for years. Yes.
She got to jump in.
I know. She
jump ain't. Out. She turn ain't. Yourself about.
Girl, you ain't either tap in or tap out.
Either get in here or get out of here.
Cut your losses and get out.
Long term, Angel and Joshy, your music resident. Do you think this has any impact on him? Because I think for the most part, I don't think, first of all, black people get off a joke and don't feel no ways tired. I'm not a huge consumer of Jack Harlow's music. I get these jokes off and going about my day. I wasn't going to listen to the Monica album. I have not purchased a Jack White, Black, nigga, Harlow.
Jack White, Jack Black.
Jack White and Jack Black finna be on Saturday Night Live. If they didn't do it already.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I forgot about.
That's what they could have called him, Jack Black.
Jack Black.
That's what they should have called, because that's what he thinks he is.
And we love Jack Black. He don't even be trying to be with us. We just like Jack Black because he'd be funny.
He's talented.
Very talented.
Yes. But what do you think, Joshua?
I think he'll be fine. I think he's going to keep selling and doing shows to his market. I think his market is predominantly white. And or kids that aren't paying for tickets with their own money. So it's...
Yeah. That as a genre of people, hey, kids who are not paying for tickets with their own money.
Truly, that genre is getting bigger and bigger, yeah, as I watch people buy tickets for concerts for their children.
I agree with you, Josh. I think what happens on Black Twitter and what happens on Ticketmaster are often very different. Mm-hmm. I see the way people talk about Chris Brown by and large
and the way on his social media look.
And the way his concerts look, I said there's a great divide. I also believe, we talked about this a little bit on the bonus, there is almost a digital avatar of the way we want to present online and the way our actual habits are.
People be capping
people
all the
time.
People
be big capping. I want to appear this way. And in your wallet, your friend group, your group chat are very different.
People be acting like pastors.
They do. I know exactly what you mean.
Yes. I know just like... You ain't even got to do all that, actually. You don't even have to have an opinion on the matter, but yes, you wanted to add your voice to it, and now you up there
doing that thing. Listen, Waltz 1008 said it, the voices on Twitter be loud, not deep. And I agree.
Come on.
I think if you were a Jack Harlow fan, I don't, and especially if you ain't black, right? Like Joshy was saying, like, by and large, hip hop's large buying audience, if you a big time performer, you gotta have a lot of white people in your
you
thing.
You have to have these white kids that like to say nigga to your music. Cause if not, where are you gonna be? You're not gonna be selling out no stadium.
Not in no Syracuse.
The whites got to be like, we're not gonna edit this out. We're gonna yell nigga at you.
So Vince Staples was like, and Vince Staples and No Name were two artists off the top of my head who were like, I can't do this. Y'all can't be saying nigga at my shows. Mm-hmm. They're like, but we paid our ticket.
It's in your song.
And I say it at home all the time. Right. Nobody's around.
This is cool. We all niggas. Can we all be?
We all niggas. So it's time to be a nigga.
Yeah, come on.
Everybody want to be nigga until it's time to be a nigga.
They're like, nope.
But I agree with you, Josh. I think
he's going to be fine.
I think he's going to be fine.
He's going to be as fine as people's credit scores they get Ava. Okay?
Hell yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. Bad credit can make everything harder, from renting an apartment to getting a fair rate. Ava helps turn the table so you can finally get the credit you deserve. Ava is a credit building app that's designed to work fast and help your credit score where it really matters, so your credit score can start climbing with almost zero effort. Instead of a secure credit card that locks up a deposit and takes weeks, Ava can approve you in 5 minutes with up to a 2,500 credit limit and no credit check. Just pay your monthly subscriptions like usual with Ava Credit Building Card, and Ava reports your on-time payments to major credit bureaus, helping you build solid credit history quickly. Ava members get access to all of Ava's credit building tools, no hidden fees or sneaky membership tiers to unlock extra features. Ava keeps it low stress, low cost, and super transparent. Ava has over 2 million downloads and is the highest rated credit building app on Trustpilot with almost excuse me, with the most 5-star reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Take control of your credit today.
Today.
Download the Ava app, AVA. And when you join using our promo code THING20, you'll get 20% off your first year, monthly or annually, your choice. Again, grab the Ava app and use our promo code THING20.
THING20.
So they know you heard about it from me, and you'll get 20% off any plan for up to a year. That's promo code THING20.
THING20.
Thanks to Ava. Now go get yourself good credit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah.
All right. Shawanda Francis James asked this in Patreon. Good question. If you are unfamiliar, the ending of BET Plus, if you're unfamiliar, BET Plus is no more. Rest in peace. It's up there in the big app store in the sky with Kev on Stage Studios. Ain't no more updates for that.
In the cloud. You can't get that.
How could it be? Oh, somebody took my app from me.
Meet you in the cloud, bro. Meet you in the cloud, bro. Go ahead. Sorry.
She said the ending of BET Plus and its content being rolled over to Paramount Plus, Tyler Perry selling his stake in BET Plus, and your take on the deal from a content creator perspective and a business owner perspective, parentheses, especially since you own an app and produce content for it, and a consumer perspective. In your opinion, is this just another business shift or is this cause for concern in the marketplace? I said, Patreon, y'all coming with the, they be producing the podcast. I want to stop and say thank y'all. I'd be so grateful to click on that thing on Monday morning at 7 a.m. and y'all be like, here what we want to talk about, click. And they be putting the links in there too.
They do. And I be like, y'all really want to hear our stupid opinions
and
on
they
these
be like, Kevin Angel, talk about this stupid thing here.
No, I don't barely know about it. They're like, Angel, let's hear about
and Angel
how
and
you
I appreciate
barely know.
You, because you be researched.
I do.
By the time you get in there, that's why I try to get this to you on Monday so you have time to watch it.
I appreciate it.
But anyway, here's my thoughts. Hollywood as a whole, to Angel's earlier point, is constricting. The streaming game and the amount of money being made from streaming has lessened the budgets tremendously. When we grew up, even down to Joshy, we grew up on TV shows that you would get, by and large, 26 episodes per season, especially on a half-hour comedy. Even a serious show, Scandal was coming on every week. Hour-long drama. Yeah. Scandal was coming on. It would take like a midwinter break and Christmas break. But for the most part, from October till May, you was getting Scandal. Yeah. How to Get Away with Murder. By and large, I'm watching shows like Industry, Paradise, Game of Thrones. You talking about six. Abbott Elementary.
All on different streaming platforms.
All on different streaming platforms, right? We are not, and to Angel's other point, we are consuming more content like this, less TV content, more content like podcasts on our phone that takes much less to make. Yeah. Hollywood is a business first. I think back in the day, we thought there was so much variety. There was, because there was a lot of different ways to make money. That's why we got $3 and $5 million movie budgets and all this different gamut. Over the last 4 or 5 years, it's sequel McGee, IP McGee. The amount of, and that's why I think we would rock with Sinner so hard. It was an original screenplay. It wasn't even adapted from a book called The Vampires of Mississippi Delta.
Yeah.
That was in Ryan Coogler's mind. By the way, quick aside, we love Ryan Coogler so much. We've been mocking him from Sea to Shining Sea. Mel Mitchell put on a little fake mustache and mock him. I'd be cracking up. But there's one dude who did a Ryan Coogler is your sleep paralysis demon. And he said, so, we in your nightmare, right? We in your nightmare, right? Angel, I done watched it a million times. Back to Shawanda Francis James' question. BET Plus had a limited shelf life the moment that Skydance took over. There are fewer and fewer standalone platforms. If HBO Max is getting absolved, first of all, HBO Max was Cinemax and HBO.
Yes, we don't know what the hell. It was HBO Go.
Go now, Max, back to HBO. With this Warner thing, it's supposed to be wrapped up into, who bought them?
Paramount.
Because Netflix was supposed to buy.
Netflix was supposed to buy.
And then they said, no, thank you.
Then
Warner Brothers said, I'm not Warner Brothers. Paramount was like,
yeah, we going to pay more. Larry Ellison said, I got deeper pockets. So if HBO Max is getting absorbed, you think BT, from what I read, BT Plus had like 3.2 million subscribers. Paramount Plus is 80 million. That's still considered small and compared to Netflix. I think Hulu and Disney are merging.
Yeah.
And Hulu is huge.
But they needed to merge. If they y'all gonna own each other, just be together. Just
and
be
you can search for the same stuff within the apps.
Yeah.
It'd be so confusing. I've tried to find out where I was on Paradise. I watched my Hulu, I can never log in when I'm not at home. It'd be like, nigga, where you at?
Yeah,
you ain't at your house.
Well, who you are?
Get out of here. Mm-hmm. You go and turn it on to your TV upstairs or you ain't gonna watch it.
Right.
So sometimes I go to Disney Plus, ESPN, all one. Mm. So them standalone apps. That I know Paramount looked at that and said, okay, cool. Y'all got Miss Pat, Tyler. Y'all come on over here. Kip y'all going to be a line. Huh?
Kip on stage over there.
Is Churchy? I'm not moving up.
Do you think Paramount looked at Churchy and said, got to have it?
Yes.
They said, is that nigga Tyler?
They're like, that's a sleeping giant.
They said, that nigga is a sleeping sleeper. They said, get the church the hell out of here. No. But when you are black, we are a niche of a niche of a niche. This is why, not to market Patreon, but to market Patreon, this is why we be advocating for Patreon so much. Without our people.
You got Jack Harlow, though.
I'm vanilla, baby, but don't touch me.
Without our people paying directly to us, we can't really compete like that because Hollywood does not see the value nearly as often as we see the value.
That's in every goddamn. It's not just Hollywood. I was really talking to one of my girlfriends who's in a different industry, and she was trying to make herself more palatable to everyone. And I said, fuck everybody else. I said, every black millionaire I know made millions because black people held them down.
Yes.
I said, and I'm talking about the ones I know personally. I know that's not the case for everybody, but mm-hmm. the ones I know personally who have reached a certain type of financial success is not because they made themselves palatable to people that did not look like them. They made them, they stayed true to themselves and looked out for black folk. I was like, you look at Quinta.
Quinta the Brunson.
Wow. Quinta is, yes, on a network that, like most networks, caters to white people. Her show is still very, very, very black.
It's about an inner city public school in Philadelphia. Yes. If it wasn't black, we'd be like, now, girl, you need to put this in Idaho.
She's trying to do that with a school in, well, that's a bad example. I was going to say, she can't do that with any school across the country.
No.
Yeah.
It need, and that's her also her lived experience. Yes, her mom was a teacher in the Philadelphia Public School.
You think about Insecure, very, very black show. You even Blackish, which a lot of black people at first was like, what the hell are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it not just black as hell? Why is it
why take is that ish off?
Yeah, because we's black. But because it was a very specific, I guess, yeah, I remember people be like, I saw that title and I was like, I don't want nothing about it. But because it was a very true experience for a lot of black people who are growing up in affluent neighborhoods, not really, their kids mm-hmm. are kind of a little off.
Yeah.
It became something that resonated definitely with a lot of black people. But, you know, white folk, they like to see what we over here doing a lot of the time. So anyways, long story short, not just in Hollywood, I think in any industry, when you try to bend to
yes
attracting white folk, you're going to be a clown in your own circus.
That's good. Did you make that up?
Yes, I did.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, just made
I'm,
it up.
I'm going to say it and then say I made it up.
Oh, okay. Fine. That's fine. Where when you are able to just be authentically you and allow your audience to find you or your customers to find yeah. you, you'll notice that black folk, if you're black people will be the ones to hold you down.
I couldn't agree with you more. This has been my modus operandi. Mm-hmm. Operandi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My whole thing, I tell people all the time, if it don't get no bigger than this, I got my Patreon going. I got my podcast with my own really cousin, mm-hmm. Joshy. We do this. I make my video. I make my little shows at the budgets I can afford. I don't got to have no more. I could not do what your homegirl was saying she wants to do because they would feel untrue to me. And also, if that limits my earning ability, I can live with that.
Yeah.
Because I can't do something I don't feel just for money. I remember on this episode of the Tahir did that show for the app.
The wording is hard?
No, no, no. The prank show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got you, sucker. Ha ha.
Is it tagged?
Yeah, close.
And they try to offer me, and I thought this was real. Didn't know we were making a prank show. Didn't know. Completely forgot about this. We had talked about this for 2 years. They didn't tell me.
Oh no.
And did you see this episode?
I didn't watch any of
it. Angel,
I'm sorry.
They told me I was getting $80,000 for a brand deal. But it was like, can you make it more urban? Can you just like, you know, you're just, you know, sound more urban, less black or some version of that. I need you to listen to Nipsey Hussle. And I was like, I'm sorry. Who are you? Are you a white man telling me what to do? Got off, went and called Jay.
Rest in peace.
Talked to Jay and he's part of the thing.
Ah.
He's trying to get me to go back in. Couldn't do it. If I couldn't do that for cash, I for sure ain't gonna let no white man, white woman tell me what I got to do at the expense of black people. Can't do it.
Listen, when I first started not when I first started, somewhere early on in my digital content creation journey, when I was doing a show with these white ladies that I'm still cool with, mm-hmm. but I was the only black person on the show. A lot of their audience became my audience.
Yep.
Right?
It's, Mama's Milk.
Yep. Mama's Milk. Mama's Milk. That's what we're going to call it from here on out. So when I was doing Mama's Milk, okay, a lot of their audience became my audience, which was a lot of white people,
yeah.
a lot of conservative white folk, a lot of Mormons, Christian.
Yep.
And they would get mad when I would be dancing on the Instagrams. Because, you know, I love good pow, pow,
popcorning.
Wow. And they would get so mad. I'm unfollowing. And I was so happy when they all disappeared. It was so great to get for my authentic audience to find me. Because I was like, oh, y'all confused. Y'all think because I'm good friends with Colette, Kaylee, Carly, mm-hmm. Shahzad, that I am a white woman.
Colette, Kaylee, Carly, Shahzad.
Yes. Y'all confused. Y'all think I'm a white woman. I am not.
Yeah.
I am me. And either you gonna love me the way I am or you gonna take your little white ass on and go somewhere else. I don't need you here.
I don't need you. Don't want you.
Because you in my motherfucking house. You ain't gonna tell me what I gotta do in my house.
And that's and that when I speak on public things about black people and white people being there, like stick to comedy, I'd be like, get your white butt out of here.
Yeah.
If you think I ain't gonna stand up for black people when they pay my bills. Black people pay my bills.
What'd you say it?
They pay my bills by watching the podcast for free, joining the Patreon, buying merch, buying tickets. All in all, for the most part, black people pay my bills.
Come on.
And now black people are like, oh, Kev, you tripping. Okay, bill payer? Listen to bill payer. You understand me? Because yeah. I lose black people. White people, I ain't got to have you. White people don't pay my bills. I answer to the black people in the black community.
Come on.
But white people like me, don't like me. Don't make me know, never mind. I got some white people with me in the Patreon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And welcome.
They be Paul Wall, less Jack Harlow. And I appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
But by and large, it's niggas in there.
I need it. And listen,
the, I thought that you were going to sing.
I need it.
Come on, Angel. Ariel. Yeah, Angel, bless me now, my Savior.
Come on.
I call.
Yeah.
To I come to thee.
I was about to say, I don't really be answering to nobody. Now listen, I don't care who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You come over here, you gonna get Angel.
You gonna get it, and that's and that so, chick Angel.
That's that chick Angel, and I love being black. I love being me, but I'm gonna tell you what, you gonna get me. So either for sure. You're jamming with me or not.
If either we jamming or we ain't. You gave me the opportunity many years ago. Now 6 years ago, you said, Kev, do you want me quiet little sidecar like the black lady on Howard Stern? You want the fool me. I didn't know the fool you.
You didn't.
I didn't know.
You didn't.
I didn't know the depths of the fool you. I knew you a little bit of great taste.
Yeah.
A little bit of the racism office. Mm-hmm. Always professional, always funny.
Thank you.
Didn't know you was plumb crazy. I act a fool.
I tease.
I didn't know you was church girl.
I am church girl. Oh, God. I can't believe you didn't know I was church girl.
How would I know you was church girl? We ain't talking about church on great
taste. The anointing that is on me.
Well, when that cussing get mixed up, the anointing be like, I can't get out because
you be cussing too.
Angel, I don't get the.
That should have been the cue. Oh, wait a minute. She cussed too. She cussed good.
And honestly, man, I think sometimes you got to decide if that's enough. Because Hollywood, you know, we talked about, they want you to be whatever they need you to be. Yes. Let me answer her question. I went off a little bit.
We didn't answer.
I want to come back. So the first thing is the industry is constricting. The industry is downsizing. The big are getting bigger and the smaller are getting eaten up.
Yeah.
It's harder and harder to maintain a streaming platform. When things like this happen, I'd be like, well, Kev on Stage Studios I didn't even have no capital, nobody backing me. It was just me and the black people.
Right.
So when these things constrict, it's just like, you really got to have your base, your audience, and your way to make money. We over here, we got to figure out how to make you entertain without the luxury of huge budgets. By and large, also, them huge budgets is going away. Uh-huh. Them 26, go ahead.
No. Keep going. I'm just going to remember movie, AI, vertical. Keep going and just remind me.
Okay. Movie, AI, vertical. It is a little bit scary as a creator of like, okay, how do I, the world I thought I was coming into when I moved to Los Angeles, that world is changing.
It's not just changing. That world's gone.
Gone. When I moved here, Angel, it was still a possibility that you could perform on Sunset Boulevard. An agent could see you. You could get a holding deal. I knew a lot of comedians with holding deals, and I hadn't heard of that term. Uh-huh. They give you $100,000, $150,000 just to sit and think about what they want to do with you. Just don't sign with nobody else. I ain't heard nobody get a holding deal in years.
Yeah.
They was buying pilots left and right. At that time, people would still come to LA for pilot season, live here from roughly January to May, audition for a whole bunch of pilots, then go back to wherever they live and hope that pilot gets picked up. Yeah. Now, because of streaming, that doesn't really exist anymore.
We don't know when pilot season is. We're like, well, is this a pilot in August?
Literally, they can start shooting your brand new show February 3rd, June 3rd. And then even the shooting. When I first moved here, you used to see there's yellow signs that show you where base camp is. Mm-hmm. I used to see them everywhere. By and large, they're shooting in Vancouver, New Orleans, Atlanta,
in people's houses, Albuquerque. Listen, they ain't doing big. They're like, kid, set up your camera real quick at your house. We gonna shoot this real fast.
Okay.
I just saw that boy. He was a child. He's now a man. He's doing an AI action film.
Brandon T. Jackson. Well,
there we go.
We could win a Taboo championship. We could. Even with hardly any of the words right. Mel Brooks, Passion of the Christ.
We gonna get there. Exactly. Do you have thoughts on that? Like I was watching it and I was like, whoo, this is a lot of AI. I was like, the actors on the screen ain't even the actors on the screen.
I'm gonna tell you what I think. And honestly, Angel, I thought a lot about this since I saw this going viral yesterday. Whether we like it or not, AI is here. And in the way that the internet was the great equalizer, AI is allowing people to make stuff without budgets that they probably wouldn't have been able to make any other way.
Ever.
And audiences are becoming more and more okay with AI content. Some of it's because they can't tell if it's AI or not. I don't mean like these movies. I mean like the pastor said, bring me your tax return. People thought it was AI. But them, some of them song BBL Drizzy, was a heavily.
A lot of the viral songs are.
A lot of these things are viral, are fully AI. And because of the way TikTok is, you don't necessarily know who the artist is anyway. So you don't even know they're AI all the time. I think if that content is free or relatively inexpensive in comparison to how other stuff is, people gonna watch. I think. It's like when I made Cartoon Scandal on that little free animator maker. That was not high quality animation. Mm-hmm. Then people was like, dee, doo, bop, bop, right? But I don't know how to animate. And animation's very expensive. So I think you will see the same way Country Wayne has them skits that be getting millions and millions and millions of views that are all shot on an iPhone. Audiences don't care if you have anamorphic lenses. When I listen to Ryan Coogler talk about film, I'm watching him. I'm like, how you shooting on film and I get to see it on a monitor? How'd that go?
You see how you make that?
Because film is...
They got EVFs. EVFs.
What the hell that is? Them is just letters.
The electric viewfinder.
It's the electric viewfinder, see?
So what does that mean, though?
You can see it.
You can at least see what the frame is looking like. It's not through the film itself.
It's just a part of the camera you looking?
And that's grabbing it digitally.
But when it actually records, it go in the...
You know, for me, I don't want to see... I don't want to see it.
Anything AI?
It's not that anything. I think AI is useful in ways. But like, I looked... you know what? Congratulations, Brandon T. I hated the way it looked. I'm watching them old people talk, and I was like, just put the old people in here. Like, somebody is voicing over this old person. Put the actual old
person. You gotta pay the old person.
And then there it is.
I think when people want to create Angel, when they don't have the money, this is now how they do it.
Well, everybody's gonna be broke, so everybody will do it for $5. Everybody's gonna do it for $5. Because everybody's going to be broke. Now, listen, truly, AI right now is my personal assistant because my brain can't hold in all the ideas and things. So I use AI to organize me.
What you use?
I'm still over at chat.
You over at chat?
Yeah, but I might start trying to use more of Copilot. But
is that Microsoft?
Yeah. But right now, chat is the first one I use, and it know my brain. Even though sometimes it gets a little too familiar. And I'll be like,
you can take that data over.
What you mean?
I heard you can. I think chat think it's my soul roar, and I want to be like.
Does it do the sounds?
It better not.
I don't talk to. I only type. But I want to be like, nigga, you didn't cross the burning sands. Calm down.
You ain't come. You don't even have sand in the electric world.
What you talking about? I do use AI to keep all my thoughts together, succinct, and to help me blow up my ideas in a way that it's more organized. Anyway.
So you use assistive AI, not generative AI.
Sometimes I use generative for imagery.
Oh.
Because I not draw. I know I'm not a drawer. And so I'll be like, help me figure out what these two together would look like. Put it together neatly. Yeah. But for the most part, I use it as a help me keep these thoughts together because I have a lot of thoughts. Please and thank
you. Gotcha.
But when it... I watched the clip of the movie, and I was very much so like, okay, so is this what... I think their whole thing was more so about verticals, because verticals are becoming big, which is just so weird. It's so weird that this is a big thing, to be like, watch us do that. Like, why is this huge thing? Like, because we just said...
When you do your hand like that,
it's a whole new world. It feels so different. It pisses me off that it's such a big deal. Oh my God. Anyway, it pisses me off that I feel like he was trying to push more so I shot a vertical movie.
Yeah.
But I think what caught most people's attention is you are barely real in the movie.
Right.
Like, there were so many shots of Brandon T that I was like, who is that?
He was fighting with your dad, Martin Luther King.
I know.
He went back in time and saved Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King was behind a gun. Brandon T. Jackson.
And I don't even know if he had to learn martial arts. That nigga probably was able to do just like that. And the AI was like, and then high. So, yeah, I say all that to say that is one reason why the industry is being constricted is because less skills are needed.
Yes. There's less money, man. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm producing stuff like Safe Space. When the gas prices go up, man, we trying to fly people out, Angel. A ticket from Atlanta, which is a very expensive ticket. Atlanta and New York are very expensive to LA. 4 months ago, $700. Right now, $1,100.
Still crazy.
$700.
Is it first class? Is he the pilot?
No, main cabin.
Oh!
Ow! Main cabin, $700.
And those are like hub to hubs.
Hub to hub? You already going over here, Delta. We're not asking you to go to Tupelo, Mississippi and drop us off and then keep going.
No disrespect, Tupelo.
I love Tupelo. I'm doing a show. Are you tour, really? Not tour. I want to set it up. I only don't want to set it up because I want the joke to live forever. But eventually, I've got to perform in Tupelo, Mississippi.
You got to.
I've never even been. I'll do it. I'll do it on tour, not tour. But the money, the costs are higher.
Yes.
The budgets are not. They don't give Do you know Maggie Gyllenhaal, the Bride movie? They gave her $92 million.
To do what?
I heard.
To make a movie that yielded, I think, less than seven opening weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Sinners was also $90 million.
Has she made 90-something yet?
That was Tony Baker.
I'm going to slap everybody.
That was Gyllenhaal and Christian Bale.
Christian Bale and Jake and Maggie Gyllenhaal.
They love them pasty white actors. In no disrespect, even though it was
no disrespect.
This is the article. The Bride dives another 70% at the box office in the second weekend.
It dives another 70%.
Dives 70%.
How can it dive another 70% and not already be at the end?
The film had a $90 million production budget and marketing budget spend of $65 million. Usually it's half. So that's $155 million.
Trust us, if we market it, it's going to go crazy.
Don't nobody want to see this.
Domestically, second Friday, it made $2.1 million.
Oh, my God. I fight everybody.
So I don't think it's The Bride bombed. Time. This is the article. The Bride opening weekend box office earning $13.6 million worldwide. Oh, the $7 million that I was telling you about was domestic. First weekend, $7
million. Worldwide, and you have spent $155 million?
And Variety ain't sent no article about The Bride losing.
She still gets paid.
Money gone.
Money,
I seen her at Erewhon spending the Bride money buying a coffee. I know that money gone. I didn't realize that's $155 million. In total, they've made even 20 worldwide.
13 million worldwide, right?
Last week.
That's over 100%. They've only made 10%, less than 10% of what has been spent.
And you ain't... I was talking to Tony about this. He said almost never in the history does a movie go up after second weekend.
Right.
All you ever do is, you know, how much you drop. He said usually it's 50%, 45, 50% is good.
I mean, it's breaking records.
Sinners dropped 30%. And Maggie Gyllenhaal going to be in a movie tomorrow. Christian Bale going to be in a movie. If Ryan the Coogler got $90 million for Sinners and $65 million to market it, and they made $13 million,
it'd be the last...
It would be the last movie any of them made.
Oh, he would be...
Tyler Perry for you.
He would quite literally be making movies on his...
Zoom in on the iPhone to 70 millimeters. Brother. Because that's as close to 70
millimeters. You're never getting near an IMAX camera again.
I wish I lived in a world where black people could be mediocre and just be fine.
Wouldn't that be something where you could fail spectacularly
and
get another shot?
And get another shot and another shot. But we can't. And I can't wait till we as black people stop holding ourselves and other people that are us to this expectation. We be like, if we're not pristine, if we're not spectacular, outstanding.
Yeah.
It's like this thing of... Well, you don't deserve my support. You don't deserve any type of like, atta girl, try again. White people do it. We do it to ourselves. But white people only do it to us. They don't do it to themselves. They don't do it to themselves. They're just like, well, she's a phenomenal actress. And this was, we really thought that the art deserved the legs that we gave them.
Not the legs.
Yeah, we gave it legs to really move about. For her to really bring the vision to life, you know?
Yes. We won't... You know what it would take in your career, Angel, for somebody to trust you with $90 million production budget and $65 million? You've been in this industry long
enough. A gun to their head. You don't give me that. I will blow your and your granny's head off.
You've been in this business probably as long as Maggie Gyllenhaal's been in this business.
They won't.
You ain't white.
This is
and your last name ain't Gyllenhaal. Your brother ain't Jake. Listen, you ain't got no brothers.
This is why I got that white man, that white gay man as my brand manager, because he be going in there talking crazy to these brands. And I think they sometimes forget that I'm black, so they give me that money.
White to white is how deals get done a lot of times.
And white, because the audacity that a gay white man that ain't never had to really be in the closet got, that's the type. They going to go into a room talking
cash crazy.
Cash motherfucking crazy. Yeah, for one Instagram reel, Angel needs about 50K.
And have to have
like,
it.
I'll be like, or five is fine. Five is okay.
I'll take the fucking little five.
He's like, no, they've got it.
Oh.
They've got it.
And a lot of times they know they got it because they work with white people white influencers who they blow the budget for them.
And ain't nobody, and it'll be 10 comments under their goddamn on post. And I'll be like, how the hell?
You ain't got white skin, Angel.
No, it's white.
Nope. Melanin all up and through that.
They said, we see
it. I can see the black coming through that. It's black on the underneath. It's black on the underneath. Your line's black. My line's black.
That's a Leo meme.
White people, are there, what color are their lines?
I thought that, I don't know.
Is everybody brown? Who's white in the chat?
Is it pink like the nipples?
I don't, I think it would be pink like the nips. Because they got pink helmets too.
It's dark.
Are you talking about, you talking about dick helmets?
Yeah. Oh. Sometimes they'd be pink.
Whoa. I don't know what this. I don't, I try not
to. You never seen white peen in real life?
I do, in real life? Why would I see it in real life?
You was in college in Kentucky.
And you think I was just around white dudes pulling out their dicks?
Maybe one. Could be one white helmet.
No. I don't want to see it.
You never seen a white helmet?
Not in person. Never, I've never seen a white penis.
Never looked into the eye?
Ah! Ah! Yeah! Joshua! Ah! Jesus!
Jesus!
I don't want to see it. There was this one activism or like, you know, like kind of like a protest slash flash mob that these white women did in Paris. And they had on pig heads and they had stuff written across their tops. They were completely topless.
My God.
And what they had on black pants. It was these white women in Paris like a week ago. And it was about Jeffrey Epstein and the files. And somehow it was over in Paris. They still, they were talking about it. These women's areola were just as small as these little. It was so tiny. It couldn't even be the period at the end of their sentence. And I just was like, look at how they're just so different. Yeah. It was just, and there's a little pink little nipples, just boom. They were like, you know, white women, when they are activists and they have their titties out, which they love to do because it's a part of their protest. And they have, they're just, they kind of like stare. They stare. They stare like this. Titties was just a swaying and them nipples were just like, I just wanted to do that. They were so widow. I said, we just so different.
Oh,
I loved it though. Oh, I said, that's right, white ladies. Get mad.
Get mad, white ladies. All right, moving on.
Moving on.
Last thing, Jamal Bryant said, man, what did I say? The boycott was over. That's piss pods.
He said, hold on.
See, y'all, I said, we should boycott fast. Not the fast is over. I said, nah, y'all.
He decided to post that brand deal.
Man, he came back with about two. The moment we finished that episode.
He said, hey.
Hey, man, I was on the live. I misspoke.
Let me tell you, the women who started it.
I didn't even start it. The people in Minnesota started it. I was just saying 40-day fast. Then it went longer. I don't, y'all. Boycott, y'all. I am sorry. I misread the room. I hate the color red. I don't like that little dog neither.
He said,
I don't like Cat and Jack.
He said, hold on, y'all. Y'all over here mad and I, wait a second.
Jamal Bryant became a cornerback. He got down. He said, it was Deion Sanders backtracking. I was tripping.
He said, no. Let me tell you who had started it. Let me tell you who had started it. Let me tell you real quick.
Oh, my God.
I said, oh, my God.
I saw him. He was on an interview. Man, this black dude was grilling him. So the $2 billion that they gave back, that you said they gave it back before you started it. Jamal's like, yeah. Wait, what? Mm-hmm. So they already did that. Yes. What about this? Yeah. You know that? Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm going to be preaching. He preaching sinners. A sinner's message last week.
Oh, I saw it with the imagery.
Hey, man, forget all that stuff, man. Like, that was in the past, y'all.
Hey, guys. I just didn't want to go into it in the second quarter, okay? He said, so if they say it's still going, it's still going. If they say it's still going. I said it wasn't.
You could, in my video, I said, stay in or go out. The fast is over. Stay out. That's what I'm saying. Do whatever you want to do.
He said, because y'all bothering me now.
Oh, my God.
You bothering me.
Oh, what's the lady's name who started?
I still cannot remember. Let me tell you.
Nikki.
When we talked about it on whatever day we shot the yeah. Thursday, that was the first time I ever heard of these women's names.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember. It's Nakima or Nakia?
Y'all know on Patreon the lady who's credited with starting it?
Nakima Williams.
Nakima Williams. She was like, he came over and co-opted this. She was not happy. Nikma.
Nikma. Nikma.
Yeah, yeah.
Joshua.
Sorry.
Nakima. Okay, somebody just spelled it wrong. Nakima. It is Nakima.
Nakima Levy Armstrong. Who live in Minnesota. She was like, Target in our backyard. That's why we started it. I just thought it was so funny.
He said, y'all over here lighting me on fire.
Cooked.
Fire.
And to his credit, he said, I'm sorry. I was wrong. Everything I did is wrong. Don't listen to me at all. I don't know why.
Listen, I know I became the spokesperson, but undo me. I'm no longer Flow for Progressive. That's not me. And that is not me. Oh, I done distracted from the people who really was doing it.
Target gonna have to say, here's a new billion. Here's the DEI. They try to rename it to belonging, I believe.
That's what every business has done.
Yeah, put the DEI back.
Oh, they're not going
affirmative
to.
Action for blacks.
They're not going to do that.
It's
a good run.
Yeah. The thing is, I think by and large, I'm going to say a little bit more times, the people who aren't going to go back, I don't, like we said on the bonus, if you weren't going to go back, there's
no, yeah, there was
Target
nothing they
can
do
say,
anyway.
I'm giving you $100 million.
They'll be like, you and your money.
Right.
I want it.
People are, they're like Variety. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to forgive you. I'm never going back in there. Mm-hmm. I think if you, unfortunately, I think a lot of people will be like, it's over. And I was following this activist. He was saying, because remember last time we were saying, there's no singular voice.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
This person was saying in the civil rights history, it's never been a singular person. There was always Martin Luther King, your dad, mm-hmm. Malcolm X had two different ways of attacking the same issue, and they weren't the only two people. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different people, a lot of different voices. I think on this Target thing is another example. There's not a singular voice. Jamal had a voice. Nakima had a voice. Jamal had a larger voice. Because he has a larger platform as a black pastor, as a man.
Yeah, I would think so. But when I saw the comments and everybody said, who is this man? I was like, wait, how do y'all not know who he is? But that's the only person.
Maybe he's more for me because I'm in the black church
right,
space.
Right, that's what I'm like.
I could be wrong.
I was so confused by why people were like, who is he? And I was like, ain't that the man who did the thing?
I think it depends on how you found out.
The fact that most of the people in my circle had never heard of the women in Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was very telling for sure. Okay, we don't know who the Marcus said I hadn't even heard of Jamal until the Target.
That's
fast.
So interesting how we are living in the same city. I mean, same world and totally different
experiences.
But
go ahead.
We black church kids.
Yes. What was the man saying? He was like, it was never a singular voice.
Never singular voice. So people are not necessarily going to agree 100% on how this should happen or how it should end. I think Nakima got the mic now, though.
Yeah.
If
that's the one thing that's good that's happened out of this is that I think now everybody is like, oh, it was you.
Y'all in Minnesota, go down and meet with Nakima and see what y'all want. Because it show ain't as cut as dry as it was when Jamal posted that video. He thought people was going to be like, and thank you.
I was like, are we done?
He thought everybody was you. And everybody wasn't you, Angel.
I was like, let me go get my, what's that lady? My Kalana Barfield pants. Yeah. I was like, give me my pants, dang it.
Now, Target got some more work to do. And they're going to have to say it loud. Vocally, monetarily. And I don't know if they're going to do it.
I don't.
They're going to have to figure it out.
I don't think they are. But you know what? I could be wrong. Listen, I'm not the one organizing it, as you can see. So if it do happen, I'll be like, come on, Nakima, you did it.
Come on, Nakima.
I don't see
it. And
him.
I hope she gets full credit and everything she's demanding.
Yes.
Right?
What is she demanding? That's the other thing. I don't know. I don't know what her actual asks are.
I got to do more research.
I'm going to do the same thing because I don't know what
we'll talk about on the bonus when we find out.
right, guys, we love you. Friday for the bonus, we are in studio. If you're not in the bonus, oh, shoot, that's this week. If you're not in the Patreon, we will see you next week. Have an amazing week. God bless you. God keep you. And we'll see you at the conference.
Bye.
There's another thing of fire. There's another one. There's another thing of fire. There's another one. There's another one. There's another thing of fire. There's another thing of fire. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.